This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The Tuluksac School is doing remote learning, not because of COVID-19, but because students set fire to the school. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has more.
Upiat School District Superintendent Cassandra Bennett has had a busy week. When I called her about the fire, soft music played in the background.
That's my spa relaxation radio.
A few days prior, on Tuesday, Tuluksac students had climbed onto the roof of the school, stuffed something down a vent pipe, and ignited it. It was about 8:30 at night and dark outside. One person was inside the school, a visiting administrator in town to train teachers.
And she was just getting ready to go to sleep, and she heard a big boom. And from there, the fire alarm went off, and that's when people started rushing over.
They saw the orange flames rising from the roof and ran to help.
The people in Tuluksac community were absolutely wonderful. We used all of the fire extinguishers in the building, so we're having to replace those. And our maintenance crew, as well as other people in the community, were helping with getting water to pour it down into the pipe.
Others turned off the generator and fuel system to prevent an explosion.
And we were able to put it out.
Throughout the night, people remained on watch, ready to respond if the fire rekindled or if it traveled within the walls. It didn't.
I'm just really, really grateful and absolutely amazed at how this turned out, because that fire could have just taken over the entire roof and our school would be gone.
Superintendent Bennett called the damage minimal. The burnt vent pipe will need to be replaced, but nothing else visibly burned, and there is no smoke or water damage. The sprinkler system never turned on. State Education Commissioner Michael Johnson called the school superintendent to offer his support. Bennett says the school's insurance will cover the damage. Teachers have been holding remote classes since the fire. Bennett hopes a safety inspector will be able to okay the school to reopen before next week. As far as the students who set the fire, Bennett says they're young, younger than teenagers, and there were at least two of them. The school district has filed a report with state troopers. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Next, in COVID-19. Yesterday, KYUK reported that at least three YK Delta communities are in lockdown because of COVID-19. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports that number has now increased to at least four communities in lockdown.
An Ammonic resident tested positive for the coronavirus late last month. That day, the Ammonic Tribal Council declared a two-week community-wide lockdown. That lockdown ends Monday. Addie Kamroff Crane with the Ammonic Tribal Office says there are no other confirmed cases in the community. During the lockdown, travelers must receive Tribal Council permission to enter or leave Ammonic. Anyone returning to Ammonic must quarantine for 2 weeks. Tribal office workers are running errands for people in quarantine. People in quarantine are allowed to leave their homes to go on walks, dump trash, ride their vehicles, and gather subsistence. But they must wear masks, stay 6 feet from others, and avoid public places. Essential workers must receive Tribal Council permission to return to work before their quarantine ends. If approved, the workers must go directly from home to work and back, avoiding public areas. The Tribal Council is encouraging anyone who sees someone breaking the rules of quarantine to report them to the tribal court. School is holding in-person classes during the lockdown, but parents are allowed to keep their children out of school doing remote learning until the lockdown ends. The Ammonic Tribal Court is encouraging everyone to stay home, avoid large crowds, and keep children from playing in large groups. The city has closed bingo until the lockdown ends on Monday. This is the second lockdown Ammonic has entered because of COVID-19. The first was in July, after one resident tested positive for the virus. Other YK Delta communities in lockdown because of COVID-19 are Quinnahock, Kipnuk, and Kasikluk. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Continuing in COVID-19, In the coastal community of Kipnuk, only one person has tested positive for COVID-19 this pandemic. Claire Seaquak is 34 years old. She tested positive in Anchorage on September 29th. She was in town for a medical appointment and received her positive test result after returning to her hometown of Kipnuk. She talked with KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur Wednesday.
Clara, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
What was your reaction when you got that positive result?
Shocked.
Why was it shocking to you?
Because I don't have any symptoms.
So you haven't had any symptoms this entire time?
Uh-huh.
You feel the way you usually feel?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how you might have picked up the virus?
No.
Clara has been in quarantine since she returned to Kipnuk. She's staying in a house by herself that two other family members usually live in. Those two relatives are living with other family members during her quarantine.
I stay by myself. Nobody's allowed in or out except for my mom, just to check up on me.
Her mom comes over a few times a day, and they both wear masks during her visits. Clara has not left the house since entering quarantine. She says she's trying not to count the days and just stay busy.
Mostly watching movies, listening to music, colors, crocheting. I finished making my niece a blanket.
What's the best movie you've watched during this quarantine?
I'd probably have to say Practical Magic.
Practical Magic?
Uh-huh. It's with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman. I just love that movie. I watched on and off since I was in my teens.
What are you looking forward to once you're able to leave quarantine?
Finally be around other people.
Is it lonesome?
Of course it is.
You're the first person in Kipnuk to get a COVID-19 positive test.
Uh-huh.
How is it being the first one there?
Surprising, scared.
Clara says she's excited to see her cousins when she leaves quarantine, which should be October 12th. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And finally, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 9 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday. There are 59 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 209 cases since March. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.